What's up, party people? And the place to be is Cousin Mercy, reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesdays, brought to you every Wednesday evening on the Jizzoo Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BTP Media, Tweet Cadillac, DD Harrison, One World Magazine. We're looking forward to seeing you there, Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the World Famous Jizzoo Show. See ya.
Okay, here we go. What up, everyone? Welcome to the Jizzoo Show, world famous Westside Wednesdays radio show. Sorry we started off a few minutes late. We had a couple technical difficulties trying to get everything in order and everything correct because you know it is a special day. Today is the 13th of September 2023, and about 27 years ago on this day, we officially lost Tupac Amaru Shakur after he was shot 6 days earlier on the Las Vegas Strip on Koval and Flamingo. And it is 20, like I said, odd years later. And the memory, the legacy, just the everything of Tupac is still here because he was beloved. He was just a great artist, unlike any other artist we had ever seen at that time. And, of course, he left a great impact, not only on me, but so many, I mean, so many people. Tupac is loved all over the world. There's never been an artist, especially a rap artist that has been revered and loved and, you know, everything around the world like Tupac. Like, there's murals of Tupac in Africa, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, just everywhere, from every ghetto and every place in the world, there's someone with love for Tupac. So I just say that to say this. Tonight we're going to dedicate this show to the memory of Tupac Shakur. I know it becomes kind of, at times, the word I'm looking for, like cliche or just regular, but it never gets regular, never gets cliche, it never gets old to me, because Pac is just, like I said, that type of artist that's going to live with you forever, because it's the spirit of Tupac, the legacy, the words. You know, when you hear Pac, you always get put in a certain certain vibe, certain atmosphere. So, I mean, me personally, I know, you know, I've always been a fan since Pac, since pretty much he came out the gate, and always role for him. But like I said, Tupac was just special with so many attributes. And you get to see those things. I don't know if anyone has checked out. It was a documentary put out a few months ago by the Hughes brothers. Which some say was a little suspect because of the relationship Pac and the Hughes brothers had. But they put together an incredible documentary about Tupac Shakur. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend you go check that out because it's real dope. And it gives you an insight of the brothers, some stuff you've never seen. I know pretty much we've seen it all, you know, documentaries and things about Pac's life. But this one dives a little bit deeper and gives some introspect on his life, how he was raised, when he first started rapping, the things he was doing, how he moved around, and officially became the great guy he is, Tupac Shakur. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get this party started. Like I said, I started off late. Excuse me, my bad. But let me start off by bringing in my lovely, beloved co-host, the OG Queen of Compton, Miss Queen Jean, a.k.a. Mean Jean, is live on the premises. Good evening, Queen.
Salute, King. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to get it together over here. Sorry we started a little bit late.
All good. My voice is a little raspy, so I don't know what's happening with it, but
what you been doing, Queen?
I am. I don't know what happened, T. Lou. I don't know. I can't tell what I've been doing,
look.
But I don't
went
know what
crazy.
Happened to my voice.
You got that new look and just went crazy. Everybody hollering at you, hollering back, or, you know, whatever you had to do, and lost your voice. Ain't that something?
Lost my voice. Ain't that something? No, but
yeah.
No, not behind that. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. I truly do not know. Because I wanted to read this. Good evening to everyone, first of all. Thanks for tapping in. And rest in power to Tupac Shakur. He wrote this. It said, "The only thing that can kill me is death. That's the only thing that can ever stop me is death. And even then, my music will live forever." That's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it did. He was a prophet.
Yeah. And we're doing it tonight. We're showing it that your
right.
music do live forever. Spirit lives forever. So, yeah.
Right. Right. Queen,
so,
can you, if you could you tell me anything special? I know you got a lot of love for Pac, you know, like me, but I know maybe back in those days, I don't know, but just anything that you remember personally about Tupac that stuck out for you even back then, even when maybe you weren't even into it like that, but you knew who he was, or just anything that stood out to you about Tupac.
I'm going to tell you what stood out on me about Tupac is how he just didn't give a damn to an extent
right.
what people thought of him.
Right.
You know, he was a genuine, humble dude, and he kept it real. He was solid, as who Tupac was. And then one of my memories with my siblings of Tupac's music is no matter when me and my older siblings get together, we always play California at the gatherings. and we get up and we just boogie. Yeah, we just boogie off of California. So I know when we have a party, we're going to have some Pac playing. It's going to be some Pac, and not to take it away from Pac, and some Frankie Beverly for sure. Those are my memories of Pac, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, Pac is just an OG. He kept it real. He didn't care what anybody thought about him. He was genuine, you know. But 27 years ago, we lost him. We lost a good spirit. We lost a good vibe, you know. But thank God for the music, because we still have the music. So
that's
what I think. You know, so rest in power to Pac. Pac was a little sexy thing, too.
Yeah, he was a sex symbol. All the ladies loved him. the ladies definitely love Pac. Yeah. But the thing that was cool about Pac was, usually don't get that. It's very few that can pull that off, like how Pac did. Because, of course, you had, like, your LLs and stuff like that who did it. But Tupac was able to be, like, a sex, like, he got equal love from the ladies and men's, but on a kind of equal and separate way. Of course, like, the ladies loved him, but the dudes loved him, too. Like, just for being, you know, he did it without, I guess, trying to be, like, extra sexy. Like, I'm really trying to be sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he
I was just, like
to.
You just said, he was being himself. And he got that love. You know, and go ahead.
He was a heck of a actor as well, of an actor.
Yes.
But if you think about it, was he really acting? You know what I'm saying? Was he really acting? Like, he was just reading the script. That's who Pac was. You know, and that's some of those movies. But
and he only scratched the surface with the acting, because I think he was going to go on to do, like, real greater films and a lot more. I think he had in store for the acting, because we only saw a little bit of it. But it was even great then, and it was before his time, because just wasn't really want people doing it like that, what he was doing and making the movies. But I think he was – a lot of the stuff just so much going on at one time. But I think if he would have really dedicated, which he probably would have later on as he got older, more to acting, we would have saw a lot of – I'm sure great more movies with Tupac, and he would have took that to a whole another level, you know.
Absolutely. It's just it truly is sad that he died the way he died, you know. Like, when you look at that picture, that picture is powerful.
That last picture.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
you can see it in him, something.
Absolutely. Just powerful. The last picture, so
wow.
But you know what else he got? He got his walk of fame. He got his star, you know.
Got the star.
You know.
And he got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. So the Hollywood star and the Hall of Fame musically.
Absolutely. So that says a lot about the blueprint, the imprint he left on, on even the in the industry for him to receive those, you know, and his death. Thank God his sister was still here to receive it, to go there, to be a big part of it, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to Sister Setua. And that was big for me too, when me being able to go over there and you know, check out the star. I wish I was there, when they presented it. But just to go see that was incredible. And the beautiful thing too, Queen, you know, the crazy part, I was like, wow, his star is right next to Nipsey's too. So I was like, man, that just blew my mind, you know. And I guess it goes in order how they get them, because Nipsey had just got his recently, so it just so happens theirs are like right next to each other. I think two apart. I was like,
legends.
Yeah.
Legends. So that's a beautiful thing.
Let me ask you this, Queen, about Pac. What do you think? What do you think we learned we could take, like, from your point of view? I know what I took, or a lot of people, but even just from your point of view, what do you think could be learned from what happened with Pac, or what do you think we could take from what happened? Because it was tragic, but it was a lot of controversy, a lot surrounding everything that happened. You know what I mean? What do you think, if anything, that people can take from it, you know, just from your perspective?
You know, what I think that anybody can take from it is to know that choices have consequences.
Right.
That's all I can say. Choices have consequences. No matter who you are, choices have consequences.
Right.
So be more mindful and spiritual when you're making choices, because they do have consequences. No matter if you hang a picture up on the wall wrong with a nail, that was your choice. The consequence is going to be, it's going to probably fall in a couple of days, if not hours.
Right.
I know that that's kind of like, you know, to use that example, but I'm just saying
that's
it doesn't make a difference what your choice is. It was the choice, and the consequence was the nail not being put in there properly, and you know it wasn't proper. You know, you probably should have used that little thing that you put the nail in or the screw in, that little plastic piece, and then put it up. You're going to get some stability that way. But if you're just trying to put a nail in and there is no beam or anything there, and you're going to still go ahead and do it and put a picture up there, what's going to be your consequences?
Right,
don't have
it
over your headboard. It's going to fall.
No, that's right. No, that's real talk.
But,
so I like, you know, like that's real. That's real. It don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wall,
so
wall,
that's
anything,
what I think
is coming
people...
down. You know what I mean? I had a picture like that too. Even recently, it's been hung up there for a minute, you know, but I never paid attention to it no more. But I knew, I think when I did put it up, it was just, I brushed it and just like, you know, probably wasn't right. And I knew it wasn't, but it's been so long, I didn't think anything about it. But the other day, I just happened to be walking that way and bumped into it the wrong way, and it just fell. It, you know, it had glass in it, so it was just all over the place. I'm like, wow. But like you just said,
mm-hmm.
I knew then I didn't do it right. You know, I rushed it.
Yeah,
that's a true statement.
Yeah, you got to be mindful of everything that you do in life. Everything. I mean, that's just what it is. Because everything in our life is a choice. And whatever consequences we get, you got to be careful with your choice. What you're going to do, your decision.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so that's all I would want to say. I really, really hate to see and to hear about black-on-black crime. I hate that our brothers kill each other. I hate that. That's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot of OGs now who say that they hate that they was in that lane.
Right.
And have hurt people and have taken people's, you know, family members away. They say they hate it. You know, they hate that they had that mindset. But at least they're here to recognize it, and they can try to convince, you know, the little ones, the ones under them. So, yeah. See, I don't know if Pac had that. His mother could only do so much, you know.
Right. That's the fact. And he didn't have too many male figures. That's why.
Absolutely.
Like you said, it really was just his mother and his aunt, Glo, and his sister. You know, that's why I think a lot of the situations and choices, like you just said, he made were because a lot of the times he was trying to find that, either when he acted out, he didn't have somebody to tell him or look up to, and he acted out, or when he did have someone like Suge Knight, for instance. A lot of people say whatever they say about that, like it or don't like it, but that's what he was seeking. And he thought he found that in someone like Suge, a strong, real man, you know, that could protect him and, you know, different things like that. And that's why I think he dove so deep into the Death Row thing, because he thought he found that in Suge Knight. And like you said, sometimes that's what the younger brothers are looking for, especially someone like Pac, who was already strong on his own, but probably, like we said, he was strong and doing a lot, but it was only so much he could do, and he probably was seeking out help or someone, you know, to guide him, and he didn't have it. So, you know, sometimes we run into or wind up following the wrong people. And just like you said, too, a lot of the cats when they were young did that. All of us did. I did a lot of shit. Now, I don't want to regret, because, you know, everything made me who I am. But a lot of choices I made definitely deterred my life, my outcome on things. You know, choices I did made made it definitely harder even for me today, that I still gotta play catch up, you know, with certain things because I didn't make those right choices, and you know, I wasn't able to do certain things and you know, with my life that I was supposed to do. And certainly people told me, you know, you just don't want to listen. And just like you spoke on a lot of the younger brothers that are older now feel that way. And a lot of them are coming home from prison, maybe got 20, 30 years, and they're just coming home. And how sad that is, that actually saved a lot of those brothers' lives because, you know, they were locked away and that set them down. And now you can hear them come back with a whole different outlook and tell you how they really feel. But back then that wasn't the case because when you're young, young black male, like Pac said, you just caught up in this, especially your environment, and everyone is seeking acceptance when you are young. You know what I mean? So we do those things. So I'm just glad you spoke on that, and because that is real, because I experienced it myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, choices.
Yeah, I heard. I mean, I've seen
balance,
that. Absolutely.
Like you said,
I've seen balance.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, I haven't always made the right choices or had the correct balance. That's why I didn't have the correct balance, because I didn't make the right choices. But as
right.
I got start aging and getting older, that's why my life is at peace. That's why my circle is very small, because I had to make changes. You know, you have to learn how to separate. You have to learn how to have the discernment on yourself. You have to learn how to pay attention to your intuition. When someone say, well, I heard, you know, a voice, or no, something said, it's never something. There's a spirit speaking to you. You have a choice of the spirit that you want to follow. Again, choices. Everything boils down to choices. It really does. Everything you do in life, it boils down to choices. So anybody want to weigh in on that, feel free to call in at 914-803-4001. But you got to press 1. And I'm going to be quiet because, you know, my voice is going to go. 2. I feel like it's getting low. Good segue.
Okay, we'll just kick back.
You know, good way of opening up the show. And as stated, if anybody want to chime in on that, because I know we got a lot of Tupac, you know, fans out there, people that like the Tupac music. Revolutionary he was as well. I wanted to mention that. And I also want to say Brenda's Got a Baby. That's one of my favorite songs because it's deep. It's real deep. So, yeah.
Okay. I'll just kick back then, Queen. I got this.
I'm right here with you. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Like she said, 914-803-4001 is the call-in number. You want to call in, chime in, just speak. You know, we're not doing much, but we want to have some open dialogue about the brother Tupac Shakur, just for us to be talking about this 27 years later on the anniversary of his death. The man was prolific and you know, left an imprint here. So, you know, we just want to speak about it. You know, feel free to call in again. It's West Side Wednesday's radio show, the G. Lou Show, sponsored by BTP Media Group. 93.3 Tweed FM-ism every Thursday night. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Tweed Cadillac 93.3 Tweed FM. The legendary Soren Baker will be on the show, the author of The History of Gangster Rap. And he also has unique access channel on YouTube. So he will be on the show tomorrow. I'll be co-hosted with Tweed. Should be a great conversation. So tap into that. You dig? Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Follow her online and books her on Amazon. Check her out. Also, One World Magazine, the hippest, flyest, dopest magazine in the world dealing with hip-hop. That's why it's called Hip-Hop Magazine. Check them out as well. Get your issue. Also want to say welcome home to the homie BG. Christopher Dorsey just came home after doing 12 years in prison. So I want to give a shout-out to him. And I want to give a shout-out to our final sponsor, Noor Armani Candles, to three young, beautiful sisters out of Southern California. Took it into their own hands to make their own candle line, and it is online. It's the best candles on the market. So support them, ladies, doing it independently. That being said, those are announcements. Let's get to it. Rest in peace. Legendary Tupac Amaru Shakur died on this day 27 years ago on the Las Vegas Strip. Yeah, we'll be back, y'all.
He had a plan E, much less a plan B. He was always plotting. If I die this way, put this out.
Father, forgive us for living. While all my homies stuck in prison, barely breathing, believing that the world is a prison. It's like a ghetto we can never leave. A broken rose giving bloom through the cracks of the concrete. So many other things for us to see. Things to be, our history so full of tragedy and misery. To all my homies never made it home. The dead tears I shed tattooed tears for when I'm alone. Picture us inside a ghetto heaven, a place to rest, finding peace through this land of stress. In my chest I feel pain coming sudden storm. Life full of rain in this game, watch for land storm. Our unborn never got to grow, never got to see what's next. In this world full of countless threats, I beg God to make a way for our ghetto kids to breathe. Show a sign, make us all believe, cause I ain't mad at you.
Well, 24 years ago today, iconic rapper Tupac Shakur was shot here in Las Vegas.
The rapper was shot inside of a BMW while stopped at a red light on Koval and Flamingo. And we all know the story. He then died 6 days later. The shooting happened after a Mike Tyson fight against Bruce Sheldon at MGM Grand. And then there was a brawl inside of the lobby right after that fight. Tupac was in the car with Marion Shug Knight, who was grazed by a bullet. No one has ever been arrested for Tupac's murder.
Everybody needs a picture. Say your haters wanna see who cares. Only real niggas say on top. All these niggas be bad as shit. They can't live like pop. Started with five shots, never plotting to kill him. Never figured that that same nigga sell 5 million. Hit the shark like a madman, nothing but hit. Court cases got a nigga face multiple bits. Dodging cop cars, look at how we come so far. Picture my high school dropout, rolling the double R. House full of happiness, weed and drink. Way out, so in trouble, try to find me cake. Never visit, living longer than my 21st. Thought I'd be locked down, cracked out, or in the dirt. As though it hurts to see the change, it comes with the fame. Watch for gossip and it's silly game. So all the motherfuckers speaking down on me, this is the night. Why is everybody caught up in park life?
Y'all niggas all up on y'all niggas.
Come on, y'all.
Rappers from the East Coast was there when I got shot. Nobody knew a thing. That's just like you coming to the hood and the police asking what happened. And everybody's like, I don't know. You know they lying. And all I was doing was like, give me my proper etiquette. Biggie was out here on the West Coast. He was in the studio with me and we homeboys, and he got shot. No, I wouldn't tell him who did it, but I wouldn't go ride a nigga who did it, but he wanted to know who did it. And I'd be like, look, man, these niggas from Rock City, this is why they want to talk to you. When, that's how I do it. Just like when the niggas from the 60s wanted to get trapped. I went to them personally to talk to them. I do it by the rules of etiquette. So I got shy. I'm like, yo, what happened? Come see me in jail. Biggie all on the air to my ear, popping my own book room, but not seen. My own boy stressed and going to Biggie's concert. Niggas was like abandoning me. But all on the air and on TV, they're like, yeah, pop, rest, you know, keep the struggle on. I was like, yo, I'm starting to turn into like Slick Rick. Niggas is just going to act like I'm going to just be in jail, and they're going to give me shout outs and try to take my position. And if you rock, that's what Biggie did. Listen to it. I was there, nigga. I trained the nigga. He used to be under me like my lieutenant. The nigga, I used to come to New York. I used to do shows and let the nigga come on before I did keep your head up and get around. Because nobody knew the nigga in New York. And I used to tell a nigga, yo, if you want to make your money, you got to rap for the bitches. Do not rap for the niggas. I told the bitches, don't rap for the niggas. Rap for the bitches. The bitches will buy your records and the niggas want what the bitches want. So all of a sudden, he changed from being, listen to a party of bullshit. Listen to his style. He changed from that to Big Pop. Yeah. Because of me. He had my album, Me Against the World, was the second one. He had the first one. I changed everything because Ready to Die came out and it sounded like my album. All my album was about, you know, dealing with death. And if he came out Ready to Die, I had to switch it.
Wow.
That's why it was less East Coast rap, East Coast beat, because...
Marley spell her name. That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. The treasure in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world where the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she got it, babe.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur.
John B.
Looking at a nigga all crazy. I'm just looking. I'm just looking, baby.
All I need is some Henny.
To me, it's hard to tell what you really want. Quit acting mean to me, you're teasing me the way you flaunt. But you ain't hearing me sincerely, I'm so attracted. Bitches are target practice, make your love on my mattress. Bitches getting graphic, so realistic you can grab it, it's a proven fact. Baby, gotta have it, my love make it quite magic. Trick of the shit, bunny rabbit, let a man have it. Bet you be satisfied if you try my habit. High performance, hard to handle. Take it in the bubble bath while I'm burning candles. Sex me like the slow song. If fucking you is bad, baby, then I'm so wrong. My feeling's so strong, I keep staring like you can't see me. I never plan to scam, my thoughts ran freely. There's no need to be paranoid. Ain't nothing poppin', I ain't worried about your man, baby girl, cause he does watch. I ain't worried about your man, baby girl. I'm just watching.
Just watching.
Just watching.
Not trying in his way.
Just watching.
Just watching.
Just watching.
Taking trips to Cabo with my Death Row family. We out on the road, we smoking diamonds and gold. We pushing yachts and jet skis, we smoking on Halloween. We trying to hit millions, man, y'all can have them G's. We just flocking, not buying nothing, all about having papers. And stand away from player haters and impersonators. We smoke gators and we don't cater to no one. From San Diego to Vallejo and all the way down to Idaho. Only you wonder why this game won't change. They say you gotta have more from the very start. So when I step into a club like Magic City, can't get free with dance and a whole lot of
dance.
And pull up to a seat at the nearest bar. And post up just like a double R. Don't get mad, cause the nigga ain't defend shit. I'm just watching it. Besides, I'm a pimp.
Yes.
About me, the whole world know about me. Don't doubt me, you got me hard as shit. Pussy all on my dick, I slip a dub down your drawers. Checking for my dogs, where they at? Yeah, bitches all on the yak. Second ass and titties, but they don't touch. I wanna fuck, that's all I wanna do is suck. All in the guts, quick and fast. Watching in the block and ain't no stopping when the music popping on me. I be fun with no guns. Death Row, got the party on the hook. I take a round and take a look.
As soon as my eyes open, the first thing hit me and the homies on the strip. Fuck around with the switch. Soon as I hit the corner, I'm on ya. I don't scope. I'm about to swoop on my way to see that rock. I'm snooping something cute about 5'6". No sweat, I'm all set for the triple-double twist. Wide trip, I got to clear my mind. Take a couple hits of this bomb, then dip, hit the switch and say, fuck you, bitch. Cause if I see that, think you too pushy. I just wanna fuck, even though deep down I know she got some bomb ass pussy. So what would you do? Roll past and just stop. Or post up on the corner like a dog and just watch. Watch, 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 watch.
Just watch. Not buying
the dog pound.
Thug life,
rap my business.
Just watch.
That's good. You cool?
Nah, I'm straight. I can say it with dog.
That's
Mountain
Dew. That shit nasty. Motherfucker.
I just wanted to clear myself.
You lost Best Rap Video. You'd all disappointed about that?
Oh, no, I didn't lose, see, because I sold 6.5 million copies, so I won.
When all these famous people get together, what's the one thing you take away? Is everybody much shorter than you thought? I know a lot of people find Snoop and say, you know, 6'4", I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
But do people seem shorter? There's a lot of attitude going on. What's the one thing you take away?
Oh, it's a lot of attitude, of course, because nobody thought we would show up here. But, you know, we always feel like we're keeping it real. Not to scratch that. We always felt like we're being true to everything we've always stayed representing. And our audience is worldwide. We're not even on no, you know, we coming out here and it's some East Coast, West Coast. We got beef with the people we got beef with. But we could go anywhere in the country because we are America's most wanted.
Exactly.
You can't stop the flow.
Can't stop what America wants.
Right. On that note, I know that Biggie and Puffy are here tonight. Did you see them? Do you have anything to say to them at all?
Nah, but if we saw them, we are businessmen. We are not animals. It's not like we're going to see them and rush them and jump on them. If they see us and they want drama, we're going to definitely bring it like only Devereaux could bring it. But we here as businessmen to enjoy
and support the Video Music Awards
for MTV because they support us. So if they want to come and use this business opportunity to get on some gangster, you know, we do that better than anybody.
Can you envision a day when, you know, y'all, if not, get together and make an album, just peacefully coexist?
There's no dream of making an album with Biggie and Puffy or none of them. We're not sweating it like that.
This is our family.
We
over
peacefully
here.
Coexist right now because we all cool. Everybody's here. They sell records. We sell records. Well, I guess you could call that selling records, what they do. We sell large amounts of records, and they sell a few records. And really, it's no competition. People are really making too much out of it than it is. It's really just, if you want to talk, we're going to make it specific as to what you can talk about and what you can't talk about. And the East Coast, West Coast thing is something that the journalists and people are making up just to get paid off it so it can drag out. So they're perpetuating it so it could be drama, which I still love MTV, but when it all go down, don't look at me and Biggie and be like, why is there a big East Coast, West Coast war when you're shooting this to 300 homes, 300 countries, telling them about an East Coast, West Coast war that they would never know exists. So that's where information becomes a problem. When
and
MTV
if it did,
news,
if,
be,
if it
be
did
the
exist,
let you know.
If it did exist, Pac, we wouldn't be here. So
right, and if it exists,
you know
how we
going
to be sitting in New York talking about it? We'll try to be better role models, and y'all try to stop putting that drama out there. You got a lot of power, a lot of responsibility. We both do. We both need to exercise greater restraint. And it's like the hook goes, something we all adore. It's the one thing worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. Something we all adore, the one thing we dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. That's what I hear. And my niggas say, we want the fame.
Come on, come on. One
thing we all adore, something worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. The one thing we all adore, something worth dying for. It's been nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune. So we exist and breathe, some believe currency comes to G, stresses after battle, with success comes greed. They got me hot when they shot me bloody. My revenge to increase my end, enemies getting dropped. Win or lose, red or blue, we must all stay true. Play the game, nigga, never let the game play you. And for the fame, niggas change fast, that's a shame. What's the game lost souls? Who controls our brains? Who can I blame? The world seems strange at times, somewhat insane. I'm hoping we can change with time. I'm living blinded, searching for refinement, curse. I know death follows me, but I murder him first. And worse yet, with each breath, steps I take, breathless. Is there a cure for a hustler with a death wish? Cigar ashes, toast with crystal glasses. We mash on them jealous bastards with my ski mask. I'm the first one to warn them blasted, wrapped in plastic, bullshit and got his ass hit. Ain't nothing left now, treat it like a set chair. It's not for me, nothing but busters and bitches be rocking beats, faking fame.
Rock
fame.
Running, shoot slugs, we throw them back like hard balls without the clubs. No love for these fake desperados and thugs, I plead the envy. Smoke and blow out, they blood sipping handy. Drunk nights and hot days, cocking my heat, shooting it sideways. A life on the run, full of coming blunts, unconditionally married to my gun. Fulfilling my destiny on needs and one desires. Be pulling on my cabbage like pliers, stuck in the trance, searching for something higher than fortune and fame.
One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this gap, searching for fortune and fame. One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. But nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and
searching
fame.
For fortune and fame, lost in the rain, a loss is a gain. Your life is the cost of the game, we fall through the chain. Motherfuckers lost in the chain, all of the blame belongs to the part of the brain that we never use, nigga, plus my heart and plus pain. And if I ever lose, homie, bet I'm out of the game. Outlaws don't die, so united we stand. And your family come before all the fortune and fame. As I walk up in the crib late to rest my head, say the rhymes to the angels, hope they bless my bed. Hope they bless me in a righteous way. Got a homie locked down, out of town, I sent him a cactus today. Man, that hate in your heart, you need to cliss it, dawg. Praying for my downfall and I consistent, dawg. I was passed down the street fame, like Glock blocks to keep aim. Was raised up with a clock box that I ran with the local street gang. They say the light is stable, still shine in the dark. You can't have easy been a man, but you's a boy in your heart. And that's a game that I got from generation to game. In the road of life, dawg, we need to switch up lanes. Think about it.
One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. But nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame.
I can't complain, I see my fair share of fame, it won't change me. Now I got this piece of change, I feel strange. I got so used to the hood that when I finally got out, at first it ain't feel good, I was just a baby. Still retarded from slavery, when we struggled and shoved shit, ain't nobody saved me. Ghetto ain't made me, I made myself. Poverty raised me, think it ain't no help. I pray for my health, my mind and my family too. Stay on myself, my grind and my family crew. With one hand washes the other. No, we ain't blood, but we still real brothers. The struggle's real. Nothing can steal what we build, and that remains the same to the day that we kill, and that's real. Life I was aimed to be, loved by my family tree, that fame to me, how about it?
One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. One thing we all adore, something worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame.
Heartless gangbanger to the most virtuous police officer.
Yeah, man, just keep it thugged out, man. We're gonna keep the business alive forever. We don't, you know, we have to let everybody's legacy live on with the next generation. So, you know, as far as, you know, Tupac, we gonna keep him alive as long as we alive, and God bless. We do that they do the same thing for us when we leave, and just keep our legacy alive and make sure our music pumping in as many stereos as possible when we leave here, because, you know, death is inevitable and that God is going to call everybody's cell phone one day. So when we leave here, we just want to make sure that as great as we've been, they respect us like that, you know? If we've been shitty people, respect us like that, but once we leave and we did great, just, you know, put us on the shelf with the greats, and, you know, dust our trophy off every now and then, just so people can see it shine, and just keep our light and our legacy alive. Pour out a little liquor for your homies every time you sip, and, you know, shout out some of your homies on your song.
That ain't me. You gotta make it this far.
Keep the thug alive. Rest in peace to the homie Badass. There's so many people, you know, on here that, you know, he's giving a shout out to Pac and he's gone now. You know, we've lost so many people, man. A lot of them, you know, glad we were able to talk to and have him on here, you know. Period. These are my idol. People I looked up to or respect. tremendously. So rest in peace to all the people that we lost. We steady losing them even this year. You know what I mean? Lost a few more this year. So rest in peace to anyone that you all lost, that I lost, that, you know, anyone out there that has has a place in your heart. You know what I mean? But like the homie said, we all got to go one day. You know what I mean? So make sure you make it count. That's why I put that in a lot of my quotes. Make sure you make every day count, because you never know when it's that last day. A lot of people didn't wake up today who thought they were going to wake up today for whatever reason, but you did. And I know at times it's hard. You know, we nag, we fuss, we pout. You know, things ain't going right. Could be better. We want a little bit more money. We want this over here. We want this, whatever. Whatever you want or wish for, or you think you don't have, remember, it could always be much worse, and you could not be here. But we definitely got to go one day. So just make it count. Make it worth it. Live every day like it is your last, because it could be. You know what I mean? And on your way there, in the midst of doing all that, like I always say, it's become cliche, but it'll never get old. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. 1 day without, you know what I mean? W-E-A-K. You know, never be too proud to say a prayer, talk to God. He has an open line all the time. It's never going to be busy. It's like the party line. He can handle it all at one time, though. That's why he's there. You know what I mean? And he made you to be special. You know what I mean? So make sure that you know you are special. Don't compare yourself to no one else. Don't compare your journey to anyone else. You have your own journey. You have your own life. He made you to be who you were. So live in that. Marinate on that, like Queen would say. You dig? And all my real ones out there, my real friends, I got a few. Not that many. Like Queen said, his circle is smaller these days. You know? But for whatever reason, they're not friends no more. Peace and love. Everything is, you know, God says for a season. Some things are for a reason. So whatever it may be, don't dwell on it. But the real ones you do have, the real ones I have, you know who you are. So I ain't got to name you. You know what I mean? Thank you. Love you. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Never. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Believe that.
Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. At night I watch the sky, I take another breath, I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucker left. Just me and you evading enemies, let you get my last shot of Hennessy. Ain't never had a friend like me. Remember memories so vividly. Was once a little dust kicker, now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail, sending me mail. Heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place. The same faces, supposed to always hate our foes. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shit and crocodile tears, just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers, equipped with D-mats, no witnesses, we blast quillers. Maybe now they feel us in this act of war. More casualties, no survivors, any man that defies quickly dies. Cause we got us in my quest for chips. We wear vests equipped with automatic fire. We reply when my enemies trip. Me and you against the nation, whispering while we conversating. Cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break the world, ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping his peace, making a living out my misery. So they got a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell, receiving mail to the county jail. This is hell. When I was younger, I could picture living in luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking snitches that got me crossed by my own side. I found him by himself, no drama, he alone died. Nobody cried, should've never testified. You
got my nigga 25, so now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire my delivery. I'm busting at they whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask and get the straight coasting. It's visiting day at San Quentin, always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me.
Thank you. swear I'll never call you bitch again.
Y'all, it is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G Lou Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, believe it. I see mothers in black crying, brothers in packs dying, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why, watching our own downfall. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, this is how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings in breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings in breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Take off my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and VK high. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living like thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the mess? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings to breathe in. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings to breathe in.
even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, I'm asking the grieving, who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic, cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plates stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mashing. Heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block, just came home October 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he did, my man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
My faith in God, blessed
is it Buddha? Jehovah,
before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in?
God.
You believe
or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing in, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the feelings of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing.
Blessed and still breathing.
Who do you believe in? Who do you
believe in?
My faith in God.
Before I'm leaving,
even though it's hard.
Nico right here, live on that G-Lu show. You already know what time it is. Nothing but love, Esther.
Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. And cause the bitch, they got me twisted in
passing rounds. Was it meant to be? Was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words to my first born.
Talking a little child with my eyes and mouth. Father, watch over little Steve.
please help me guide them out. Had to change my whole lifestyle. Married my baby's mama, made her my wife now. I'm trying hard, y'all. Maybe in time I'll be a better man. Watching the older couples handle it like veterans. Show me the meaning of forever and together we rise. If it would help our child grow, then together we die. Why? Question my love, it's so easy to see. Without my family, all I'm left with is a shadow of me. After all the arguments and the nights alone, now it's time to live a good life inside a happy home. Turn this out to a happy home. Finally got to live a good life inside a happy home.
John B.
Bring it on now. Let them see it where you come from.
Only the ladies, only the ladies.
Girl, it's alright, baby.
Oh,
there in your eyes.
baby, are you still
there? That lonely
what's up with it? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Sales Bank, County Vallejo, man, out here networking with my nigga G Lou. Westside Wednesdays, man, West Coast Wednesdays, we in the building, man. Fuck with it, keep it locked right here, man. Bay's in the area.
Then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G Lou Show. I appreciate you.
Yep. We are back. Westside Wednesdays radio show tonight on the 13th of September, 27 years ago. Tupac Amaru Shakur passed away. So we're just celebrating the life of the homie. You know, it never gets old to me. So salute to Pac. Like we said, I wanted to take some calls if people want to call in just to, you know, chime in. If you missed the earlier segment, we talked a little bit about Pac. Me and Queen did add some good commentary and talk about the good, the bad, you know, how he affected us, how, you know, a lot of shit. So anyone wants to chime in on the topic of Tupac, feel free, 914-803-4001, press 1 to speak. G. Lou, Queen Jean. Queen Jean's voice is not good, so she's in the cut. Let me take a caller. We have a caller. Caller, hello.
What's going on, G. Lou?
Ah. The Revy Rev. What up, Rev? Ali.
Oh, man, you know, man. Yeah, I just doing my thing, man. You know, listening to your show like always, you know, like I always do. You know.
Right.
And, I'm here. I also want to say rest in peace to D. Lamont Williams, a.k.a. Big Pimpin'. That was the poet
yes.
on that song, Who Do You Believe In? I also want to say rest in peace to Jewel, you know, because that was my homegirl, too. I appreciate that song, man. All them records you played, you know, I promoted.
Right.
I promoted, you know. We had every Tupac record. Anything Tupac put out, we had it.
You know,
Scotty D was a young entrepreneur, man, and he made sure he had at least 2021 contracts of street promotions, and I was right there, man. So I was putting all the records out, everything Tupac did, everything Digital Underground. I mean, anybody you can name, man, at that time, man, from, I want to say, from 89, 90, you know, all the way up until, you know, till they shut out the street promotion. They act like they didn't need us no more after a while, after we went and put all that work down for them, but they was trying to shut down the music industry because they wasn't giving out record deals no more. They didn't need no promotional company no more. They started changing up things in the industry around 99, 2000.
Right.
So that's when all the advances and record deals basically stopped.
Right.
You know. So yeah, man. But yeah, man. I appreciate your show, man.
Been the same since.
Queen Jean.
Thank you.
Much love to you and your voice. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as Tupac, man, like I always tell you, G-Lo, I was never no groupie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Hold on one second. Damn! Cut all that noise out. Boy, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I got to go feed the dog, and he tripping because he mad because he can't get the other half of his food because he got stomach issues tonight. And they told me to give him a pill, and then it's half the cup, so he tripping.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
But yeah, Pac Man, I was, like I said, I was never a groupie man, so whenever I, you know, see people that, you know, matter of fact, I didn't even meet Pac through nobody that I knew. I met Pac on the street of North Hollywood. Pac had a black Benz, four-door black Benz. And
right.
he always riding through. This is 1991. He riding through with his hat turned backwards. You know, he really wasn't, he didn't have an album out per se back then. He was down with Digital Underground. But as
right.
far as his own record, you know, it came out around that time when I saw him, about 90, 91, 92, somewhere around there.
Right.
And I used to see him rolling through the streets all the time. So it would just be a head nod for me. You know how you see a brother down the street, he say, "What's up?" And you nod your head, "What's up?" and keep it pushing.
Right.
That's
yeah.
how me and Pac met. You know,
okay.
I know that's how me and him first met first. And then Thug Life, my homeboy Rated in Thug Life, he in prison now. You know,
yeah.
I got love for him. Much love to you, Rated. But he was from 40s. You know,
yeah.
and so Aladdin had a group called Neighborhood Watch. They was from the same hood as Rated X was, from 40s. And
right.
so that's how Thug Life
Somebody
and
Somebody was talking about that the other day. Damn.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ali. My bad.
Yeah. So that's how Thug
Hold
Life on. And, you know, DJ Aladdin and Neighborhood Watch, you know, they started, you know, doing shows together.
Right.
You know, the other homeboy, Big D, light-skinned Big D, he was the one that was promoting a lot of the shows for Thug Life and Aladdin's group and a couple other groups, you know, down in Hollywood. And so we was performing Neighborhood Watch. I was part of the group because I was on the hooks. You know, I'd be in the studio with them, and I'd help them come up with some ideas for the hooks. And since I did that, you know, they would put me on the record doing the hook, too. They would say, "Well, since you came up with it, help us do it."
right.
So, you know, Neighborhood Watch, my homeboy, my shout-out to Dulo and Bone from Neighborhood Watch. You know, those are my homies, though, man, and they out there. But, yeah, man, we was in the studio, and we vibed. I wasn't even really
right.
a part of the group, but since I was in there and I vibe on their songs, they wanted me to help them, so they allowed me to help them. And then when they did some of the shows, you know, I would do the ad libs and stuff because I was the voice on the record, right? So we performed with Thug Life and Tupac, you know, and I would never really holler. I just shake his hand and keep it pushing. That's how I did everybody. Eazy-E, Ice Cube even talked about it in one of his raps, you know. Nigga, nigga, shake my head, nigga, and tell your bitch to come in. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
So I would just shake his hand and step off. That's how I did, Pac. We came real close one time. We had a show out there in Hollywood, and the Most High told me to tell him something. You know, he wanted me to talk to Pac, tell him to slow it down, man, see if he listened to you. That's what the Most High told me. So when I got down there and I was right there and Pac was talking to me and everything, and then as soon as I shook his hand, and then as soon as I shook his hand this night, he turned away because somebody called him. So I'm holding his hand, and he turned his head, and they called him. And Pac said, "I'll get back with you when I come back. Get back with you when I come back." And he stepped off. You know, he was hyper like that, you know, and he would go. So he went into this little room with this brawl, and they smoked a blunt. And then I never got a chance to talk to Pac that night, but I was supposed to tell him, you know, to slow it down a little bit. I didn't get a chance to do it. Right after that, he got shot up 5 times out in wherever he was at. I think at New York at the studio.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it was real deep with Pac, man. And then you know, I used to run into him a lot. They used to have this bowling alley in Studio City off of Ventura Boulevard. And we all go to this bowling alley out there. It was next to a deli. That was a popular deli out there. You can get matzo ball soup and stuff like that. And anyway, Pac would come up in there with my homeboy, his brother. What's his brother's name?
Mo Preem.
Forgot his name. Mo Preem, yeah. Mo Preem was up there with him. And Aladdin and Pac knew each other because, you know, like I said, we was doing shows with Thug Life and Neighborhood Watch. That was Aladdin's group. So, you know, he knew us, and then he saw, I didn't go holler at him in. I just saw him from afar, And he invited us to go to a party up in Hollywood Hills, but Aladdin didn't want to go. So we didn't go. And then he just waved hi to us because we was on the actual, you know, bowling alley, on a bowling. So we was way on the other side. But he waved what's up to us because he knew us. But we didn't have to go over there and holler at him. You know what I mean? And so it was cool. Then, shit, man, when he got with Death Row, though, I didn't see Pac no more.
Right.
I hadn't seen him. I didn't see him no more after that. You know, at all, man. And I didn't get a chance to holler at him no more.
I think you know, I didn't go more untouchable then. Not untouchable in a sense, but like, you know, I heard like a few people say that people that were close to him, you know, they didn't really have access to him anymore. You feel me? So at Death Row, he with the mob.
Yeah, Well, he didn't really. No, he was really concentrating more so. It seemed wild to the people that was, I guess they was took it the wrong way. I never was a groupie, so I didn't make no difference if he hollered at me or not no more. You know, I was right there with him for a while with, you know, Thug Life. And so I know who Pac is. We hollered several times, you know, but like I said, I wasn't a dude that was going to sit up here and beg for a picture or even beg to hit that nigga's weed. You know what I'm saying? I smoke my own weed.
Right.
But you know, we rolled like that, man, and he was a cool dude. He was always a little antsy a little bit, you know what I mean? And always, like, it looked like he was always on a mission to do something, but you didn't know what it was going to be, whether it was going to be music or whatever it was going to be. You didn't know what it was. You just knew he was on a mission to do something.
Right.
And he wanted to do it on his own, man. And so that was his main thing. He wanted to help. I knew the Outlaws, all of them was my homies, Noble, you know, Moo, you know, all of them, man. They all the homies, man. Castro, I mean, you know, all of them, man. They some good brothers. And then they got brothers, too, that was also hanging with Emil. You know, Emil was Moo's brother, you know what I mean? And that Emil's a cool dude. That's my little brother, too, man. And, you know, Noble, that's my good brother, you know. So they out there still trying to do their thing. But, you know, the Outlaws, man, were some good brothers, too. And they stayed in Cali. After Pac got killed, you know, they stayed in Cali. They didn't go back home. You know, they stayed down here, man. And it was people trying to fight with them. You know, they were still trying to feud with them. Pac wasn't alive. They was there. They tried to beef with them. You know, I used to drive the Outlaws bus around. You know, it was like back in the days they used to wrap their cars or promotional buses or cars. Well, I had an Outlaw bus. It was wrapped with the Outlaws' new album, and I'm driving down the street promoting for them and things like that. And went to a club, man, these fools started tripping on them because they saw the Outlaws wrapped on the van. They came up to the windows. Mm. You know, so the homies got out. I pushed up in the parking lot because I only can go one way, and I came right back out and parked on the street instead of in the parking lot. You know, if you go to a club, don't park in the parking lot. You know, you got to move it to the street, man. That way you got a chance to run and get to the car and try to park, but don't nobody know you parked that, too. You know, that's probably right. I'm from L.A., man. You from L.A., you know what it is. I don't let nobody know where I park, how I got there, what color I'm driving, none of that. None of your business, nigga.
Right.
You know. You know, so, yeah, but, yeah, I had to get out of here. So I'm glad I parked over there on that side where nobody knew, and they ended up getting to a fight with these dudes outside at this club. So when they finally came out, they thought they was going into the parking lot, and them dudes went to the parking lot because that's where they saw the van go. But I pulled my homies and everybody that was in the van with me to the left. I said, no, this way. And I said, be quiet. Look, I said, shh, nigga, be quiet. Run that way. So you see about 8 niggas running across the street that way. But these niggas went inside the parking stall, right? So we had time. And then by the time we got across the street, it was dark on that side. You can't see nobody walking no more. So we walking, we get into the van, boom. I take them to the 405. You know what I mean? And so I got them out, but it was all destined, man. I mean, the Outlaws had beef just like Tupac. Like he said, you know, you never found a friend like me. My enemies, your enemies. He was sick because, I mean, the Outlaws was having beef with folks, and Pac was dead.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, man, but that's all I wanted to say. You know, I can go all night, man, because I got many a story. I was like, when you one of them dudes that wasn't a groupie and you just sit back and watch, you saw it all. You saw stuff they don't even remember. You know what I mean? So anyway, back to you, G. Lou.
Thank you, Ali, man. You gave me a whole lot, brother. Thank you, homie. You know what I mean? The Reverend Ali.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I was thrown off for a minute. Okay, let me get back into this right here. Shout out once again, Tupac's Amaru Shakur. On this day, 27 years ago, the great one was taken away. But we have his music and a lot of memories to live by. And some of those, like the homie just spoke on. So, rest in peace again to the homie Tupac.
All right, still hanging out at the after party, and with me from Death Row, introduce yourself, my man.
Hey, I'm Suge Knight and Tupac Shakur.
All right. Now, here's the deal. First of all, can you tell us what you actually thought about the actual rap category in terms of, I mean, I saw Coolio win, and I was like, sorry.
It's like this. For us, anything in awards, what do you think about that? He got an album out there. He sold 6 million records. He sold 3 million singles. He got another album coming out, Machiavelli. Snoop got an album coming out. We just move forward. We don't even get caught up in that type of shit.
All right, man. But can we talk about Death Row East? What is exactly happening? And what can we expect from it?
You believe in God?
Certainly.
Believe in Death Row East. Believe in that. For real.
That's it right there.
But if you believe in God, believe in Death Row East. We plan to take the same strategy we use with Death Row West, which is mind over matter, taking all our weaknesses and make it into our strengths. We know that we got strength in numbers. We already run the streets out here. So now we just going to help some of these brothers get their money on because we know they got talent. We got the ways to make them use their talent to the maximum effect. And that's what this is about. Everybody rap. We don't rap. We rap to make money. We do business. Ain't no other record company out there that sold as many records as we did. We outsold Bad Boy, LaFace, every black record label out there. We outsold them in 1 year. And I'm a convict, and my homeboy just got off a murder case. So that tell you that it's pure talent. No hype. We don't got no all-American smiles. They don't even want to buy our record, but they got to buy our record because we represent the street. So Death Row East is going to be a personification of what we did on the west side. We're going to do it to the east side, and we're going to prove once and for all that all these people talking about an East Coast, West Coast war, they like the Judas was to Jesus. They only here to cause confusion. We here to bring money and to bring change. They here to cause confusion. All these weak rappers, Nas, all these suckers, they battling off of East and West like this is a game. This ain't no game. If this was chess, we'd be yelling checkmate 3 years ago because we've been beat these. It's not a game. We out here trying to help our people make money. We trying to get out of this 3-strike circle they got us in and start getting our papers on. So that's what we doing. By strength and numbers, we coming to the East Coast to prove there is no fear, there is no problem, there ain't nothing but opportunity. And the opportunity is overthrow the government y'all got right now, which is Bad Boy and Nas and all that bullshit, and we will bring a new government here that will feed every person in New York.
All right, cool, man. All right, man. Peace. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All the time I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigue, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was shoot. That little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Drake one dance, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being the thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, to eat a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my third motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown, the truest shit I ever spoke.
against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take me back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas just listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you chicks never shut me up. Touch one of mine on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to duck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. We against all odds, up in the studio, getting blown. This is the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote.
Y'all know.
Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shit he shouldn't have did. So we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Swift five gets his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly. It was written, nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage now. Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke.
Fuji. Fuji's in my deep trying to diss now too, huh? Well, I ain't prejudiced, I don't give a fuck. This is what it sounds like. We ride on our enemies. Biatch. We ride on our enemies.
Hey, got some static with some niggas on the other side of town. Let my little cousin K-Ro, he's a rider now. What they want from us, motherfucking thug niggas. Used to love niggas, now I plug niggas. It's slug niggas and my wrong niggas making songs trying to get with us. Must be gone on stress. We in the west, we trust to the chest, I bust. Then we ride till the sun come shining back to brighten up the sky. I mean, he died. Heard the Fuji was trying to do me. Look, bitch, I cut your face. This ain't no motherfucking movie. Then we watch the other two die slow. Castrated, entertaining at my motherfucking sideshow. Bam, set my planning mode. Time to exterminate my foes. I can't stand you hoes. Now label this my fucking trick shot. My lyrics running on you cowards out of hip hop. When we ride on our enemies. When we ride on our enemies. I bet you motherfuckers die when we ride on our enemies. When we ride on our enemies. Bet all you motherfuckers die when we ride when I am.
Take a journey through my mind's eye. You cross the game, don't explain, nigga, time to die. Say goodbye, watch my eyes when I pull the trigger. So happy boy, you die, you bow before a bigger nigga. Now dry your eyes, you was heartless on your hits. Niggas love to scream peace after they saw some shit. Pay attention, here's a word to those that rob me. I murder you, then I run a train on my beef. Don't fuck with me, nigga, you're barely living. Don't you got sickle cell? See me have a seizure on stage? You ain't feeling well?
Hell,
how many niggas wanna be involved?
Yeah, I was talking to me. But I'll kill all of y'all, then ball. Then tell the brat to keep her mouth closed. Fuck around and get tossed up by the fucking outlaws. Before I leave, make sure everybody heard. No, I meant every motherfucking word when we ride on our enemies. When we ride on our enemies. Make sure everybody die when we ride on our enemies. When we ride on our enemies. I make sure everybody die when we ride on our enemies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another shady mission. Tricks. Like watching pictures in hazy vision. Tonight is love making. Take you any place you wish. Today we satisfy. Yesterday was stolen kisses. Blind insanity. Perfect pictures of me and my family. Not understanding the depth that they plan for me. If I have kids, will I live to see them grow? Though I don't know, I live the life of a thug nigga. Until the day I go, no broken promises. A sacred bond broken. I know I die alone, but yet and still I'm hoping. Visits of prisons, maybe I'll be forgiven. I know it's better in heaven, cause being here ain't living. Close my eyes and see nothing but pain. The world's crazy still, looking for a queen to plant seeds and have babies. Maybe I'll meet the one, or just maybe I'm lost. You'll never know, being cautious. If you play your cards right,
I wanna be the one who you can depend on.
Said we about to get up out of here. Thanks everyone for who tuned in tonight, and again, salute to Pac. That's why we did it. Thanks for the homie Ali for calling in with the classic stories and the love and support. Shout out to Queen Jean. Her voice is not all the way there, so rest that voice, Queen. But thank you too, and everyone out there who tuned in. Much love and respect. Shout out to Lena Lokes tuned in too. Much love. Thank you for the support. And everyone else out there, much love. We'll see you on Friday with Queen. With Queen and Marcy, sorry about that. Friday, Flashback Friday. Then we'll be back on Sunday for OG Sundays. Check out Tweet Cadillac tomorrow night. The homie Soren Baker will be on there live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 93.3 FM-ism. Peace and love, y'all. We out of here.